you know, everybody's close, pretty much everybody's close to their families, and everybody wants to be together. And if you have big families,
you love visiting,
and you got to think of that though. Like, you know, I look at it, you know, the health professionals, they're the ones with the knowledge, and they're the ones saying, you know, you should keep that group down to 10. You know, if you're indoors, social distance, wear your mask. If you're outdoors, you can have up to 25. But again, social distance, you know, and wear your mask kind of thing. And so you're going to protect your loved ones, really, you know. You're going to protect your loved ones by following those measures. I can tell you with regard to my rehab after getting out, it was tough. It was an ordeal. Just starting to walk again was... I would have to use ski poles to hold myself up because I'd almost pass out just from, and I'd only be able to walk like maybe 10 steps, and I'd have to breathe, and you had to do it every day. I had to do it every day. Like, you had, if you wanted to get back to whatever it is that you do,
your baseline,
whatever your normal is.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get back to my normal. So I was pushing.
Like, so that was for weeks afterwards, even?
It was till I got a hospital April 4th. I tried to go for a walk around the track, the horse track, on 2 days later, and I almost passed out halfway around. It took me almost an hour to do one lap, and then my public health nurse gave me heck because I wasn't supposed to be out walking, and then my doctor gave me heck. So then I couldn't do, I just walk in the house, right?
Yeah.
But after he cleared me like May 10th to start exercising.
So that's quite a while.
It was,
right?
And then I started every day. I kept a diary, a training diary, just to see how things were going, and I wanted to make sure my stuff was getting better.
Yeah.
It felt like it took forever, but it really kind of took me about a month and a half to get back to where I felt good. My lungs, I got scarring in both lower lobes of my lungs. But he said my those branches, I don't know, your bronchioles or whatever, restructured themselves. So I was lucky. I was fortunate, right? I'm back to normal as far as I can tell.
But you do have some lingering health effects because of the scarring, although your lungs.
I'm not sure because I feel good.
Okay.
But again, I don't, if unless. How hard you're willing to push yourself, or that you can, I don't know how, because I've talked to people who work with recovering people from COVID, and they have a real hard time, and it takes a long time. My cousin, who I talked about, he's the older guy.
Yeah.
He's doing his thing, what he does, but he still continues having headaches, asthma attack, shortness of breath, and it's been months now since he's had it. So he's a long hauler, they call it, right?
Yeah, so lingering health effects.
Oh yeah.
And then with the scarring or any lingering health effects, I mean, we can get this COVID-19 again. We can be reinfected. We're, you know, in flu season, getting into flu season now, so having any of those you know, scarring or any lingering health effects from COVID makes us that much more vulnerable.
Yeah, right? Oh yeah, for sure.
So
yeah.
So thank you for sharing your story, Tim. I really appreciate you being here, and I hope that people will listen and will hear you, like really hear you. And you know, it is difficult not being able to see our families or to be able to do the things that we were used to. And I guess we can try to maybe look at it in as maybe a spiritual or cultural way and think about, okay, well, maybe we can't see our families as much as the way we used to, and we have to change the way that looks now. That could almost be looked at as being doing a fast, or you know, even vision questing, or going into solitary, those types of spiritual things. I mean, in that way, maybe hopefully we can connect in that way and try to make this a little bit more digestible, or a little bit more easier to deal with.
Well, you know, it's you know, the whole world is going through this pandemic.
Yes.
And, you know, basically, we're not out there with the whole world, but we're here in our community. And, you know, we need to do what we can to protect our loved ones, right? And if it means having to spend a little bit of time away from her, well, you know, talk on the phone, right? I know when I was in the hospital, I just call him up at home, and I said, just leave the phone on. I said, I'll just listen to his talk and watch TV. I can't watch TV in here, so I would just leave it on for hour, you know, 3-4 hours. But they said, you still there? I said, oh, yeah, I'm here. You know, just keep gabbing, you know.
That's nice. So that here. Provided that comfort, right?
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? So unless you want to go in the hospital and experience it, I'm just letting you know, like, do the stuff to protect you and your loved ones. Don't go, you know, I mean, we self-isolated. Nobody, you know, at that time, you know, nobody caught it from us. And we self-isolated. But, you know, I just really want people to realize it's real. And hopefully you don't get it that bad. But always be aware that somebody in your family or somebody close to you could get it that bad. And do I really want to hold that responsibility or feel that, possibly have a feeling of guilt because I was lackadaisical or cavalier about doing things?
Right.
You know, so, you know, I mean, if this helps people to take it for real, and we know from other pandemics, right, like the flu in 1918, would have killed 50 or 55 million people.
Especially.
It was the second wave that did the most damage, not the first wave. And we're looking at us right now, like we're already up, like you said, more and more and more and more cases. It needs us to make sure that everybody needs to make sure they're following those guidelines to keep us safe.
Thank you, Tim.
Okay, yeah, no problem.
Yes,
no.
It took a lot of courage, Tim. Thank you very much.
Well, you know what? Like I said, if it's going to help us here at home, that's why I come over and do it, right? Like, you know, I wasn't going to talk to nobody about it, but I figured it was better, and so.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And thank you all as well for your assistance. And special thanks as well going out to Candace Lickers for her having helped you put together today's program. And there'll be a bit more later on, so we hope that you can join us. The comments on the program you've just heard were those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of Sonics Incorporated or CKRZ-FM.
Hello, my name is Farah.
This is Michelle White.
Hi, folks. This is Mark C. Maxton.
Bonjour. This is Jody Gaffney.
Hi, this is George Leach.
Hey, this is Derek Miller, and you're listening to CKRZ.
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 100.3 FM.
The voice of the Grand. Yeah.